It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Ronnie Rowe.
Good day, everyone. If you're listening to this in the morning, I hope you'll have a good day. Or if you're listening in the evening, I hope you've had a good day. Or maybe you say, what's good about it? Storm Ciarán has left destruction in its wake. The war between Israel and Hezbollah is raging non-stop. There is still a fierce war in Ukraine. And the earthquakes in Afghanistan, Morocco and Turkey have now almost been forgotten about. Not to mention our own problems at home. Flood water destroying many homes and businesses throughout our province. The health service in crisis. Cost of living crisis. And all of us trying to make ends meet. How can we face these problems? How can our day be good? One thing that really annoys me is when someone says, don't worry, you'll be fine, when they don't face any of the problems I have to face. So what can we do? Well, on a practical point, we can be sympathetic listener and let others know we care. We may not be able to help physically or financially, but for many, a problem simply shared is a relief. And where can we get strength from? When we turn to the Bible, there are many characters who faced great tasks and God was with them. Joseph, Daniel, Job, Gideon, to name but a few. But you say, these people did not have my problems. They did not face a terminal illness. Their lives were not affected by drugs. They had no financial worries. What can they teach us? What really amazes me is that the God they worshipped all those years ago and the God they cried out to is still the same God today whom we worship. He's the one who made heaven and earth. He put the stars in place. So many they are impossible to count. And it is summed up in the Bible with just five words. He also made the stars. Our God cares. He breathes to see us sick, to see our lives in a mess because of drink, drugs or gambling. And he breathes to see wars all over the world. I know this has not solved any personal problems, but I hope as we get any advice or help we need from a responsible source, we will above all remember that God loves us and cares for each one of us. And how do we know God really cares? He cares so much he sent his son to live on earth to show us how to live. And then he died on a cross. And by so doing, he took our sins on himself so that we can be forgiven, our sins atoned for, and we will enter heaven to be with him when this life is over. Now, that is good news.